What lies are you believing when it comes to love? As we are surrounded by red roses, Valentines, and great expectations of the heart this month, I'm taking a deeper look into what we believe about love. Are there lies we're believing that could be keeping us from what true love really is? Like and follow LifeWord so you can discover with me what love lies may be creeping into our heart. Since the beginning of time, the world has had much to say about love. Art portrays what the heart feels, both good and bad. Philosophers, writers, painters, poets, and composers for centuries have tried to convey the many facets and emotions of the heart. The love song is a perfect example. It's been estimated that over 100 million love songs have been recorded. That's a lot of pleasure and pain put to music. My 15-year-old recently discovered a few love songs from the Bee Gees, and I must say, I'm not mad about it. We get caught up in the smooth harmonies and emotions of it all. But can those harmonies, lyrics, and emotions be trusted? Even if it's Whitney Houston singing the greatest love song of all time, "I Will Always Love You," can we trust those words and what we feel when we sing them to be true? Sadly, our hearts, being prone to wonder, are easily tempted and deceived. We're told to follow your heart or listen to your heart. And often, as a result, we blindly fall head over heels for someone or some counterfeit version of love. The love lie we tell ourselves is this: my heart can always be trusted. Why can we not always trust what our heart feels? Think about it for a second. Has your heart or your feelings that flow from it ever led you somewhere you wish you hadn't followed? Yep, me too. Let's look to truth and dig a bit deeper. Jeremiah 17, 9. The heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? This is a very famous heart verse from the book of Jeremiah. To understand it fully, you must read more of what's happening around it. God's people had once again turned away from him and their hearts were hardened. As a result, they continued to fall head over heels, you might say, into sin. Their hard hearts could not be trusted. Judgment was on the horizon. This reveals the desperate condition of our heart and ultimately the fruit of our life apart from God. Jeremiah later reveals in chapter 31 the promise of something new, a new covenant, which would be Jesus, who through him our hearts can be made new. God would later speak through the prophet Ezekiel, saying these words about the heart of his people. Ezekiel 11, 19, "I will give them an undivided heart and put a new spirit in them. I will remove from them their heart of stone and give them a heart of flesh." The motives of our heart, apart from God, cannot be trusted. Even with God's Spirit in us, if our heart has been made new, it can still be led astray. That's why we must stay connected to Jesus, the vine, so our roots can grow deep in the truth of God's Word, and our hearts can be led by His Spirit and His voice above our own. So can my heart always be trusted? No, but God's heart can be. That's the truth. If you want to know what love is, don't look to a love song. Look to the one who is love. He created you for it and offers it abundantly and unconditionally to all who will receive it. Join me all this month at lifeword.org as we talk more about the love lies we often fall for. Truth matters when it comes to love, so let's discover more together. I'm Lori Klein.